How are you feeling in general?
Well, physically, I actually feel great right now. My knee feels great. There's no pain. I think if you saw me walking around, you'd probably have no idea that my ACL was torn. So that's a positive. Obviously, mentally, it's tough. To put all the work into it and rehab, and get back to full strength, and then to have it, taken away in a preseason game, I'm not really sure I can describe, what it feels like, but, I'm just taking it one day at a time right now and, focusing on getting it fixed and, starting rehab again and coming back, as strong as ever.
Not to make you relive it, but just what did you feel when it first happened? Did you feel like you might be okay, or how did that play out for you?
Yeah, it was one of those things, it wasn't nearly as painful as the one in Carolina last year. And, at first I thought that I probably just, broke up some scar tissue or something, because by the time I got to the sideline, I felt fine. Walked into the locker room, felt fine, and then, doc did the test and said, unfortunately, I think I'm concerned about your ACL, and, found out the next day that I had torn it, but, didn't feel like it was torn at all.
When will you have surgery? Have you set a date yet, or are you still looking at that?
Yeah, we're still looking at that. We've got a couple possibilities out there right now, but nothing set in stone.
Are you planning to do with Dr. Andrews again?
Yeah, yeah.
What will your role be now? Will you be around the team, help the quarterback?
Yeah, absolutely. I enjoy being around here. Hopefully, the guys and Sean enjoy having me around. It's going to be pretty similar to last year. I'll be rehabbing here and, sitting in on meetings, going out to practice when I can, and just offering, my ideas when I have them, and just trying to help Sean and just, be an ear and an eye for him. I think you just take it one day at a time. Like I said, once I have the surgery, the rehab process will give me something to focus on. And that's really all I'm going to focus on. Coming in here and trying to get better one day at a time. If you start looking at anything past that, then you're losing sight on what you actually can do.
And you know that routine down.
Yeah, I think. Unfortunately, I think I know what it's going to require and what I'm going to have to do.
Sam, with all that said, is it natural to worry or wonder about your future now that you're looking at two of these?
Like I said, I can't focus on that right now. I think it's a little too soon. I haven't even thought that far ahead. It's still pretty hard to comprehend right now. I think it'll be good once I have the surgery, because the rehab process will give me something to focus on and something to put my attention towards.
Sam, when you found out that it was torn, what was the reaction? You had to be just flabbergasted.
I was like, you got to be kidding me. I like I said earlier, I'm not sure I could really describe how it felt. It was just really tough to, put all the work in and to have it happen again. I was really hoping that Doc was going to be wrong and I was going to go in for the MRI and they were going to tell me it wasn't torn. And then when I came in here and they told me it's torn, it was pretty tough.
What was that? Was there any swelling that next morning?
No. I mean, that's what, it was kind of tough for me to comprehend, because it was so much different than last year's injury. There wasn't any pain. There was no swelling. There were no signs that the knee had gone through any sort of trauma. So, to find out that my ACL was torn was, even that much harder to believe.
Have you talked to anyone, or had anybody talk to people that maybe have had two ACLs, and is that tougher, or increase the odds?
I really haven't talked to anyone, to be honest. Obviously, I know there's people out there who have done it, but, I haven't had any conversations with anyone who has.
Chris said he reached out to Givens about having two ACLs. That had to mean something to you, I guess.
Yeah, obviously, everyone in this locker room has been great and very supportive. That's why I think it's been a good thing for me to stay around here and just be, a part of the team. But, for Giv to reach out, it means a lot. Obviously, you look at what he's been able to do after having two operations, and, it shows you that it is possible to come back from.
Doctors give you any hope that, maybe this one wasn't as serious and the rehab won't be as grueling and maybe the cut you'd be able to get
a
sooner?
No. I think, you know, I'm hoping for that, but, you know, at the same time, I'm going to anticipate the same thing. You know, it's going to be a long, tough process. You know, it's not going to be easy, but, you know, hopefully it does feel better. And hopefully in a couple months, I can tell you that it's been a lot easier and a lot less painful. But, you know, I guess I'm going to expect the worst and, you know, hope for the best.
And when you get that news, do you have some tears? Obviously, you've been through a lot and you have to go through that again, or know you're going to have to go through that again. I guess that's...
Yeah. Yeah, it was. You know, yeah, it was pretty tough.
Sam, were you throwing the ball about as well as you ever have? Did you feel it that way in camp in preseason?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the other really frustrating part is, you know, I think, you know, we finally, you know, had everything going in the right direction around here. I think, you know, this is as talented a team as I've ever been a part of on both sides of the ball. You know, I was just so excited to get back out on the field and play with these guys. And, you know, from what we were able to do in OTAs and in training camp, I guess not knowing how it would have turned out this year is, you know, probably something that's going to eat me up for a while.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Sam.
Good luck to you.
Appreciate it.